Time now for Ask the Expert. I welcome in my guest today. It's Connie Gulick with Gulick Capital. Good morning, Connie.
Good morning, Joey.
Nice to talk with you again. And Connie, this has been a challenging year for the stock market for sure. A declining market is particularly difficult for retirees. So, Connie, should retirees even have their money in the stock market?
Well, Joey, it certainly has been a difficult year for the stock market. The high for the year was set on January 3rd. And as we go into this last month of the year, the S&P 500 is down 15% in 2022. Retirees need to be careful to cover their fixed expenses with money that won't fluctuate in the market. And so you start by identifying how much you need each month to pay for your necessities. That's things like housing, groceries, utility bills, taxes, insurance, your automobile, and healthcare. Then you match those expenses with a guaranteed income stream. The first thing you think about is your Social Security benefit, and then perhaps a pension or an annuity. If you don't have enough guaranteed income to meet those basic needs, then one idea is that you could set aside in safe short-term investments like CDs or U.S. Treasuries an amount that's sufficient to cover the next 5 years of expenses to fill in that gap. And then annually, you replace the last year's distribution from that account with money from your investments. So you keep a rolling five-year balance. And when you have your basic expenses covered, then you can invest other money for growth in stocks. And I mean, stocks certainly are a way to provide for growth, but it's not a smooth ride. And we sure learned that this year. Bear markets are part of the investment cycle though, and they happen every few years. So by making sure your basic expenses are covered first, then you can ride out those ups and downs of the stock market. What you want to avoid is drawing from your investment account in a down market to meet your regular living expenses. Retirees do have to plan for some long-term inflation. Even mild inflation of 2.5% to 3% can double your cost of living over a long retirement. That's why some allocation to stocks is important. If all your money is in short-term interest-bearing accounts, you have no inflation protection. So with some money invested in stocks, you should periodically be able to give yourself a raise to cover the rising costs over time. In the early years of retirement, you may want as much as 50 to 60% of your money in stocks for long-term growth. Many people today live 20 or 30 years in retirement, so investing for long-term growth is still important, even in retirement. But you also should not take more risk with your money than necessary to meet your goals. A professional advisor can be a big help in recommending a proper asset allocation to meet your own goals.
Okay, Connie, if our listeners would like more information about today's discussion, easiest way they can get in touch with you.
Our phone number is 540-772-4545, 540-772-4545.
And this has been Ask the Expert this morning, WFIR.